So last time we saw that worship has to do with ascribing the highest value to a certain object.
咁上一次嘅信息裏面咧，我哋就已經睇到啦，敬拜咧就係同我哋要將最高嘅價值啊，比喻一樣某一樣物件或者一個人物咁樣。
So can we see the first slide, please? Yeah, and what we worship in our daily life will determine the direction of our life.
而我哋每一日所敬拜嘅對象咧，其實都會決定我哋每一日嘅或者我哋人生嘅方向。
We also learned that worshipping objects or persons other than our Creator God Yahweh will leave us feeling empty and unfulfilled in our hearts sooner or later.
我哋亦都學習到咧，如果當我哋敬拜嘅對象啊，無論係物件或者人咧，唔係Yahweh神自己咧，咁我哋遲早都會發現咧，我哋嘅生命係覺得好空虛嘅。
Yeah.
我哋嘅心係冇辦法得到滿足。
And it's only when we worship Yahweh, our Creator God.And our Father in heaven, our whole person can be satisfied and be filled with purpose.
唯有咧，当我哋真系敬拜 Yahweh 我哋嘅创造主，我哋天上嘅父亲咧，我哋整个人先至全然得到满足，同埋我哋可以去揾到呢个生命嘅方向目标。
And by the grace of God, today we will consider another important aspect of worship.
咁靠住神嘅恩典咧，我哋今日就要再嚟睇敬拜嘅另一个方面。
Yeah, which is described in the Bible.So let us begin with examining the word worship in the Bible.
咁我哋首先咧就要从圣经入面咧再去睇下敬拜呢个字。
So there's one word that is often translated as worship in the Bible, is the verb proskuneo.
咁其实喺圣经入面咧，经常翻译成我哋中文话敬拜呢个字咧，其实就系呢个希列文嘅动词啦。
Yeah. So you can see the English spelling proskuneo.
係啦，咁呢度咧就用英文咁樣去譯音啦。
So this is a Greek word describing the act of worship.
咁呢個咧係一個希臘嘅動詞，希臘文嘅動詞，去形容咧嗰個動作啊，去敬拜。
However, this verb actually describe, yeah, the basic meaning of this word actually describe a certain action.
但其實咧，這個動詞嘅基本意義咧係一個動作嚟嘅喎。
So yeah, and also expresses the inner attitude.And teaches us one very important aspect about worship.
佢當然亦都表達咗嗰份從內裏面嘅一種嘅內心態度啦。咁咧，所以係教導我哋一個好重要嘅關於敬拜嘅方面嘅意思。
Does anyone know the action that this word proskuneo describes?
唔知有邊個知道呢個希臘詞嘅動詞咧，講嘅係一個咩動作咧？Okay, someone said, 舉起雙手。
Actually, no.
經常出現嘅。
Anyone?
Let's say.
Okay, Mihai. Yes, of course. Mihai would know.
Mihai 識希臘。
Bend down.
Fall down. Bend down. Okay. Yeah. So it means to prostrate.
係啦，其實咧就係俯伏啊。
So proskuneo is to fall face down. Yeah. This is the action.
咁其實呢個動作咧，就係成個面伏地咁樣去敬拜嘅意思。
So, yeah. So when the verb is used on a person, this means the person doing the action is giving honor and respect, yeah, to someone.
咁如果當呢個動詞係用喺一個人身上，咁即係話呢個人咧，佢係喺度向住某人表達一份非常高嘅尊崇敬拜。
So I think we live in a modern age, less familiar with this action and no longer.
咁我相信可能我哋活喺呢个现代嘅时，现今嘅时代咧，就唔系好熟悉呢一种咁嘅动作啦。
Oh, but I think when we get married, do we need to kneel down to?
But not like that, right?
Oh, yeah,
face down.
Not face down, but at least we kneel down before our parents to 敬茶
to offer the tea, yeah.
Oh, to offer the tea, yeah.
Yeah.咁係嘅，起碼喺中國文化裏面咧，我哋都會有時需要向父母可能跪低咁啊，即係表示一份敬意。譬如結婚嘅時候，我哋要敬茶咁樣啦，但係都未至於個面咁貼喺地下咯。
Yeah, so but also not to the point that we put our face totally down, yeah, on the ground. Okay. So when a person do this to another person in ancient times is to show honor and respect. It could be from a servant, to the master, like the Lord Jesus parable, one of the Lord Jesus parable.
咁喺古代嘅时候啦，咁亦当圣经入面提到一啲啊，有人真系咁样去苦服嘅时候咧，可能系形容紧譬如一个仆人佢向嘅主人去咁样做。咁耶稣嘅比喻里面都有提过。
For example, in Matthew chapter 18, verse 26.
啊，譬如喺马太福音十八章廿六节。
Yeah, so you can see the servant is begging his master for mercy.
咁你睇到啦，喺呢一度嘅仆人咧，系向佢嘅主人去求怜悯。
Or proskuneo can be used for giving honor to a king.
咁呢个动词亦都可以系用嚟向一个皇帝去表达呢份嘅敬意嘅。
Like in a familiar Christmas story, the wise men from the east were searching for the newborn Jewish king so they could pay him homage. In Matthew chapter 2, verse 2.
咁就好似喺马太福音二章二节入面啊，都有讲到一个我哋好熟悉嘅片段啦，就系咧圣诞节嘅时候，东方嘅智者佢哋咧嚟到去寻找呢位犹太人嘅新生王，咁佢哋当时亦都系苦伏去敬拜。
And when this verb proskuneo is used in relation to God, then this word is translated as worship.
咁但系当呢个字系特别用喺神身上嘅时候，咁就系会翻译为我哋所讲嘅敬拜啦。
For example, let us take a look at Matthew chapter 4, verse 10.
咁我哋可以睇下一个例子喺马太福音四章十节啊。
So Matthew chapter 4, verse 10, there it says, Then Jesus said to him, Begone, Satan, for it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve.
马太福音四章十节话。耶稣说：撒旦，退去吧！因为经常记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
So this was Lord Jesus' response to Satan's temptation when he was tempted in the wilderness before his public ministry.
咁呢一个咧就系耶稣去开始佢嗰、那个即系地上面一个公众嘅事工嘅时候咧，之前啊，佢就喺旷野被试探啦。咁当时撒旦试探佢之后，耶稣就俾咗呢个咁嘅回应。
Actually, he quotes from Deuteronomy 6:13.
咁其实佢当时系引用紧《申命记》六章十三节嘅。
You shall worship Yahweh your God, and Him only shall you serve.
啊，你咧要去敬拜 Yahweh， 单单侍奉佢。
So notice here the word worship is the verb proskuneo.
咁呢一度所谓拜咧，其实呢个字就系 proskuneo 呢个希腊文字。
Yeah, falling face down or to prostrate.
就系话将块面伏地咁去俯伏敬拜。
So to worship God in the Bible is to fall face down before God.
咁所以其实圣经入面讲到敬拜咧，就系话我哋真系好似喺神面前啊，要将面伏地咁谦卑咁样去敬拜神。
To prostrate yourself before Him, and this action expresses a person's inner attitude towards God.
所以呢个动作本身已经系表达出一个人内心向神有嘅态度。
Because we all know that. You can do the action, but if you don't mean it, then it means nothing.
因为我哋都知道啦，我哋可以外在去做一啲嘅行为，但系如果你都唔系从心而发，咁其实都系冇意义嘅。
So you should express what is inside and express, manifest what kind of relationship you are with God.
咁所以其实我哋每一个外在嘅行为咧，应该都要表达出我哋内心真正嘅态度啦，同埋我哋同呢个人。之间有种乜嘢嘅关系咧
？So have you ever fall face down before God to humble yourself, to worship Him, to honor Him as King over your life？
唔知你有冇从来有冇试过真系成个人俯伏喺地，咁向神表达呢份嘅尊重、尊崇真系以佢为你生命嘅王咧
？If yes, then you are worshiping God according to the teaching of the Bible。
嗱，如果你有咧？咁就真係證明你有曾經按住聖經嘅意義咁去敬拜神啊。
So not only is God Yahweh most precious to us, like we learned last time.
咁神呢唔單止好似我上次講過啦，係真係對我哋係極為最寶貴嘅。
Because what we treasure the most, that becomes our object of worship.
因為上次我哋學過啦，如果我哋最珍貴嘅嗰樣嘢咧，最珍惜嘅，其實佢就會成為咗我哋所敬拜嘅對象。
And furthermore, true worship in the Bible is to humble ourselves, yeah, to give the highest honor to our God Yahweh as our King and Master.
而且更多嘅就系咧，真正圣经入面讲到真正嘅敬拜，就系我哋要首先谦卑自己，然后咧将最高嘅荣誉呢份嘅尊崇尊荣咧就俾翻 Yahweh 神，我哋嘅 王同埋我哋嘅主人。
So the key points of today's sermon I would like you to remember is simple but very important.
咁所以咧，今日我希望藉住我信息，帮助大家记住一个重点。虽然好似好简单，但系真系好重要。
Now, true worship is to fall face down before God, first in our spirit, and also can be done physically if you prefer.
咁真正嘅敬拜咧，就系要首先喺我哋嘅灵嘅层面，真系好似面贴地一样咁去俯伏喺神面前啦。但系同样，你亦都可以透过外在你身体去做出一个咁样嘅动作嚟表示。
So worship is to live a life in such a way that we submit to God's reign over our life.
咁所以其实敬拜系关乎到我哋去点样过我哋生活咧，就系我哋真系将自己嘅主权交翻俾神，然后服喺佢嘅主权底下去生活。
To give him the honor that is due.
就系俾神应有嘅嗰份尊荣。
And to give him the highest place in our life.
亦都将你生命中最高嘅位置俾神。
If you are someone day in and day out living under God's kingship,
如果你真系一个每一日都系以神喺神嘅王权底下生活嘅人咧
，then you are a true worshipper of Yahweh God.
你就系一个真正敬拜 Yahweh 神嘅人。
On the other hand,
另一方面
，if you worship God, for example, going to church or to worship on Sundays or joining Bible studies.
如果你觉得自己敬拜神，你星期日参加崇拜啦，亦都参加查经小组啦。
Yet without submitting yourself to His reign, His kingship over your life，
但系咧喺你嘅生命里面，其实你并冇真系降服喺神嘅王权底下嘅话
，then you are yet to truly worship in the biblical sense。
咁其实咧，你仲未做到圣经入面讲敬拜嘅真正嘅定义。
So if you and I each live our daily life in worship of God under His kingship。
所以如果你同我真系要每一日按照圣经教我哋咁样去敬拜神，就系活喺神嘅王权底下咧。
Then, there are manifestations.
咁应该系有一啲嘅表现可以睇得到嘅。
So others will surely notice the difference.
其他人应该能够觉察到嗰份唔同嘅。
So one inspiring story is the story of Daniel recorded in Daniel chapter 6.
咁其中一个咧非常。即係啟發我哋嘅事蹟咧，就係喺但以理書六章嗰度有記載。
So this story shows us how to live a godly life, a life of worship.
咁喺但以理書依度一個事蹟啊，就話俾我哋聽點樣去活出一個真正敬虔敬拜神嘅生命。
So Daniel was someone who worshipped God Yahweh and submits under His kingship.
但以理就係一位真正去敬拜神，而且咧。真系将佢一生咧降服喺神嘅王权底下嘅人。
At that time, the Jewish people were captured by a foreign nation.
咁其实喺当时啊，犹太人咧已经被其他嘅国家所侵略、所占领咗，甚至俘虏咗啦。
So despite the decree by King Darius to forbid anyone to pray,
纵然咧当时大尼流王咧已经下令。唔准任何人去向神明去祷告。
Yet Daniel continued to worship God, praying 3 times a day, down on his knees.
但系但以理仍然不改变咁样，每日3次嘅跪喺度向神祷告。
And his enemy noticed and reported him to the king, so the king had no choice but put him to a lion's den.
咁当时咧，但以理嘅仇敌咧就去告状啦。咁皇帝听咗之后，亦都冇选择啦，因为佢已经下令啦嘛，于是就只能将但以理咧就抌落去呢个狮子坑。
So we see that, yeah, when the king's decree is in conflict with Daniel's worshiping God, then he honored God first because he falls under Yahweh's kingship.
嗱，咁我哋呢度就睇到啦，当呢个人嘅王啊，佢嘅命令同神俾我哋嘅命令。是相违背的时候呢但以利选择了去顺从神的王权超过人的。
And he is not afraid to pay the cost.
他也不害怕要付上这个代价。
And yet God delivered him from the den of lions and kept him safe.
但是呢神却是拯救了他从这个狮子坑保护了他完全平安无事。
So if you would like to read the story in detail, is it recorded in Daniel chapter 6?
咁如果大家想更詳細去睇呢件事蹟，都可以翻去睇翻但以理書第六章。
So in the remaining time of the sermon，
咁喺我哋信息接住落嚟嘅部分咧。
So let us consider 4 practical points on this important aspect of worship in prostrating ourselves in our spirit under God's kingship.
我哋將會睇四個非常實際嘅層面，啊，點樣去理解用我哋嘅靈服喺神嘅王權底下。
So practically speaking, how do we live a life of worship that reflects God's reign over our lives?
究竟實際嚟講，我哋點樣可以過一個生活咧，係令到其他人都睇到我哋嘅生命係真係以神為王，係真係一個敬拜嘅生命咧？
So the first points on acknowledging God's kingship in worship is that worship has much to do with serving.
嗱，咁第一點去承認我哋真係有神嘅王權喺我哋生命當中啊，就係我哋要明白原來敬拜咧係同服事息息相關嘅。
So when you prostrate, it doesn't mean you are just lying there asking someone to get you up, help you dress, to feed you.
啊，咁當你咧成個人趴喺地下度敬拜咯，俯伏敬拜嘅時候咧，唔代表你就繼續趴喺度，然後咧就請其他人嚟幫你起身，幫你著衫去服侍你啦。
So in Chinese, there's a term that's called 躺平。
啊，喺中文就有一個叫做躺平咁嘅講法。
So that means to lay flat, so you don't do anything.
咁其實個意思係話，即係你瞓喺度乜都唔做啦。
Yeah, just to waste time.
喺度賴死乜都唔做。
So to prostrate before God is not asking him or others to serve us.
所以如果当我哋话自己要去俯伏喺神面前咧，并唔系去要求神或者其他人嚟服侍我哋。
So if you fall under God's kingship, you acknowledge him as king. That means you and him, he's your king, your master, you are his servant.
因为当你真系服喺神嘅王权底下嘅时候，你系承认紧佢系个王，佢系主人，你系个仆人。
So to surrender ourselves to God's kingship in worship also means we are before God to serve.
咁所以当我哋真系全然降服喺神面前，以佢为我哋王嘅时候，就代表我哋要去服侍啦。
So in Matthew 4, chapter 10, verse 10 we just saw earlier.
咁我哋头先已经睇过嘅马太福音四章十节咁讲。
Jesus said, "You shall worship Yahweh your God, and Him only shall you serve."
耶稣当时咧就话啦，啊，你要咧单单嘅敬拜，侍奉 Yahweh 你嘅神。
So from this verse, we can observe the close connection between worshiping God and serving Him as His servants.
其实透过马太福音四章十节，你就可以睇到呢个敬拜同埋侍奉系几咁有密切嘅关联嘅。
So this is the first practical point regarding seeing God's kingship in worship.
咁所以咧，呢个就系第一点啦，关于神嘅王权同埋我哋敬拜啊，点样实际嘅层面去理解。
So when we worship God and submit to His reign, we'll be happy to serve in His presence.
所以当我哋真系去睇得到，亦都愿意降服喺神嘅王权底下咧，我哋亦都会非常甘心乐意咧喺神嘅同在里面去服侍佢。
So serving God, serving brothers and sisters, if done in the right spirits, is to worship God.
咁所以咧，如果我哋真系去服侍神、服侍弟兄姊妹，而且做呢一切嘅背后系出自一个正确嘅动机嘅时候咧，呢个就系一个正确嘅敬拜嘅一个表现。
But on the other hand, if we expect God to honor our every request and expect Him, or expect other brothers and sisters to serve us.
嗱，但系另一方面，如果我哋内心都系好期望神要去满足我哋嘅要求，或者希望其他弟兄姊妹嚟服侍自己嘅话，
To care and pamper our feelings.
啊，好需要其他弟兄姊妹常常都照顾住我哋嘅感受啊，咁样。
Rather than us acknowledging God as our King and we as His servant to serve Him and to serve others.
而唔系真正嘅去认定神系我哋嘅王，所以我哋去服侍佢，服侍其他人嘅话。
Then we still haven't learned the true meaning of worship with a servant's attitude.
咁我哋咧仍然未学识真正敬拜嘅意义就系应该有仆人嘅心肠。
So if a church doesn't know how to worship,
嗱咁所以如果一个教会唔懂得真正嘅敬拜咧
，you can see how chaotic it would become。
咁你应该好容易觉察呢个教会非常混乱。
So each one expect other to serve you。
因为每个人咧都期望身边嘅嗰个去服侍自己。
So each one is acting as the king。
咁每一个咧自己就系王啦。
Rather than honoring Yahweh, the Most High as our God, our Creator and our Father in heaven。
而唔系真系以耶和华神为我哋嘅创造主、我哋嘅神、我哋嘅王。
As you know, some of us representing the church brought some music and smiles to the care home Uncle Gasway was staying a few weeks ago.
咁可能大家都知道啦，我哋當中咧有部分嘅弟兄姊妹代表咧，教會就去咗 Uncle Gasway 之前住嘅老人院嗰度，療養院嗰度去獻唱啲詩歌，希望帶俾佢哋一啲歡樂。
So we were very thankful to the Heavenly Father for opening a way for us to reach out to the elderly people and the staff over there.
咁其實我哋都好感恩啦，神開咗呢條路咧，俾我哋可以咁樣去服侍到當嗰度嘅老人家，同埋都可以鼓勵嗰度嘅職員。
So on the service, we were making music, singing songs, and talking to them.
表面嚟睇咧，我哋當時就喺度玩一啲音樂啊，唱歌啦，同埋同佢哋傾偈。
Brother Linden also shared briefly with them regarding how he faced his father's illness by God's help.
咁而當時咧，Linden 亦都有分享少少佢當時點樣去面對佢爸爸嘅重病啦。咁然後佢點樣依靠神去面對。
And he also shared how encourage the people there to put their trust in God. That's how we can have hope.
咁佢當時都鼓勵當時嘅聽眾啊，去信靠神啦，因為即係唯有喺神裏面，我哋先可以得著呢份盼望。
And some of those who joins, even though not singing or sharing,
咁啊，當時亦都有啲弟兄姊妹參加咧，雖然未必一定係參與獻唱嘅。
We're also there to help setting up and also to bring a smile yeah, to the people they met.
咁但係咧，都有去特別去幫手去即係去預備嗰啲樂器啊，擺設場地啦，同埋去同嗰啲老人家傾偈。
And behind the scenes, not present in the care home, were also brothers and sisters who are praying and supporting us in spirit.
而且咧喺幕後啊，就算冇真正現場去到嘅弟兄姊妹啊，好多亦都係透過禱告啦，咁樣去支持住我哋。
So together as a church, we were serving the elderly people and the staff by sharing God's love and the hope we have in Christ with them.
咁所以其實我哋作為教會整體咧，我哋就係一齊去咁樣去服侍呢班嘅老人家同埋老人院嘅員工啦，帶俾佢哋神嘅愛啦，都希望佢哋明白咧喺基督耶穌裡面有嘅盼望。
And to worship is to serve.
咁所以咧敬拜其實就係要去服侍。
So we were actually serving and worshiping God together as a church.
咁所以其實當時我哋就係正正做緊呢樣嘢咯，我哋就一齊服侍，一齊敬拜神。
As we carry out the Christmas and New Year sing along program.
當時我哋呢個做法咧，就係藉住呢個聖誕新年嘅獻唱呢個活動。
Thanks be to God, it was a wonderful experience that we as a church can serve God together.
咁所以咧，真係感恩感謝神啊！當時我哋作為教會整體咁樣咧，去一齊經歷咗呢個好美妙嘅可以服侍神嘅機會。
And to bring His love and make His salvation known to others.
亦都可以同人分享神嘅愛啦，將神嘅救恩咧同大家分享。
So this is one example that happened recently.
咁呢个就系一个近期发生嘅例子啦。
So this is why serving God and serving one another as a church is so important.
呢个就系点解去服侍神同埋服侍彼此咧系咁重要嘅。
Because this is an offering of our worship to God together as a church.
因为呢个就系作为教会整体咧，将我哋敬拜献俾神。
And to serve together as a church is the worship that we ought to offer to God as God Yahweh's people and His children.
咁而作為教會一齊咁樣去侍奉神咧 ，right serving 嘅，作為教會整體咁樣去侍奉神咧，其實就係我哋喺神面前理所當然嘅一個侍奉敬拜嚟嘅，特別作為神嘅子民啦，同埋佢嘅孩子。
Because this point about worship and serving is a very broad and very important topic.
咁因為敬拜咧呢個題目實在好廣啊。
Then we will come back to this topic of worship and serving in the future sermon.
咁我哋将来嘅信息会可能翻翻嚟，继续去讲多啲。
Okay, so moving on to the second practical points.
咁我哋而家嚟到第二点好实际嘅层面。
And to worship God, under His kingship, yeah, is to communicate with God.
我哋要喺神嘅王权底下去敬拜佢咧，其实就系要同神去沟通。
When we worship God in our daily life, as we surrender ourselves to Him, in our spirit.
每一日嘅日常生活里面，当我哋真系将整个人降服在神面前灵里面这样去降服的时候
We will also desire to commune with him and to be attentive to his will.
其实我们的内心应该是很渴慕真的跟神有一份沟通的然后呢我们可以明白他的心意。
So in the Lord Jesus, when he taught his disciples to pray,
当主耶稣基督教我们怎样去祈祷的时候教他的门徒去祈祷的时候
In the Lord's Prayer, Yeah, he taught his disciples to pray to God, saying, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven."
咁喺主祷文里面咧，耶稣就教导门徒可以咁祈祷啦，就系话愿你嘅国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So as God's reign come upon us,
咁所以当神嘅王权真系临喺我哋身上，临在我哋身上嘅时候
，Yeah, this also prompts us to communicate with God to know His will.So we may carry out here on earth as it is in heaven.
咁呢一个就会鼓励我哋真系去同神沟通，去明白佢嘅心意，以致我哋跟住就可以去实行佢嘅心意。
So how functional is your spiritual radio?
咁而家就想问下大家啦，你属灵呢个接收器或者呢个收音机究竟有几好嘅状态咧
？And like how regular is your quiet time?
譬如大家每日有冇好固定嘅一个安静喺神面前嘅时间呢
？So how is your communication with God like？
你同神之间嘅沟通啊，究竟顺唔顺畅嘅咧
？And if you're someone who is under God's kingship, yeah, you will know the importance of communication with God.
嗱，如果你真系一个睇到神王权重要嘅人，你就一定会明白同神之间呢个沟通系几咁重要。
So this is why prayer andStudying of God's word is so important to a true worshipper of God.
所以点解咧？祷告同埋读神嘅话语，学习神嘅话语咧，对于一个真正敬拜神嘅人嚟讲，系非常之重要嘅。
Yeah, so our prayer and our learning of God's word, if done with the attitude of obedience and faith, are also acts of worshiping God.
所以咧，原来我哋向神嘅祷告啦，我哋学习神嘅话语。如果是出于一份真是顺服神的心去做呢亦都是凭着信心去做呢其实已经是一个对神敬拜的表现。
So, yeah. So how's your quiet time, each day? Do you spend time to honor God as king and ruler of your life?
所以再次问大家啦你们平日有没有安静灵修去在神面前安静的时间呢你有没有真的去用这段时间去尊崇神，去承认佢就系你生命嗰位掌权嘅王咧。
To be attentive to what he already says in the Bible，
亦都去真系留心听佢透过圣经已经去启示讲俾我哋听嘅话语。
By reading his word，
咁当然你就要首先去读啦。
And to listen to what he wants to say to you now through prayer，
亦都透过祷告去聆听究竟神呢一刻有冇特别其他嘅指示想同你讲咧。
So communication with God is the secondPractical point on surrendering to Yahweh God's kingship in worship.
咁所以咧，透过祷告，同埋同神之间呢个关系咧，其实就系第二点我哋想带出，第二点要带出嚟，关于我哋降服喺神嘅王权同埋敬拜里面。
And the third practical point on living in a worshipful life, to submit under God's kingship is imitating Christ.
嚟到第三点，好实际嘅层面啦。点样过一个敬拜嘅生活，系降服喺神嘅王权底下咧？就系要透过效法基督。
So if we are true worshipper of Yahweh God under His kingship, we'll also listen to His commandment and instruction.
嗱，如果我哋真系一个真正敬拜耶和神嘅人咧，咁我哋一定会去听耶和神俾我哋嘅指示咯。
So, Yahweh, the Heavenly Father, has given His authority to Jesus Christ, the Messiah.
咁耶和神已经将一切权柄交俾佢所设立嘅呢位尼赛亚
And to appoint Him as our Savior and King.
就系设立尼赛亚咧，作为我哋嘅救主，我哋嘅王。
So let us take a look at Matthew 17 verse 5.
嗱，我哋可以一齐睇马太福音十七章第五节。
So here it records an incident that the disciples heard the voice of the Heavenly Father.Instructing them to listen to Jesus.
喺呢一度，我哋听到咧，记载咗俾我哋睇当时嘅门徒听到从天上面有声音，就系天父特别去指示佢哋要听从耶稣。
So Matthew 17 verse 5, he was still speaking when behold a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him."
马太福音十七章第五节。说话之间，忽然有朵光明的云彩遮盖他们，且有声音从云彩里出来，说：这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
So if you are a worshipper of Yahweh God, then you are also an imitator of Jesus the Messiah.
嗱，如果你真係一個敬拜耶和華神嘅人咧，咁你都一定會係一個去仿效效法耶穌基督嘅人。
Yeah, because this is God's clear instruction to us.
因為呢個係神自己俾一個非常之清晰嘅命令。
And the important commandment that Christ has instructed his disciples is the commandment to love.
而一個耶穌基督俾我哋好重要嘅命令，俾佢嘅門徒一個命令咧，就係要去愛。
So in Mark chapter 12, verse 29 to 31, we can also take a look.
咁我哋都可以睇下马可福音十二章廿九至三十一节。
So here the Lord Jesus describes the greatest commandment as follows, quoting from Deuteronomy 6, verse 5.
嗱，呢度耶稣基督咧，佢就去形容咗最大嘅嗰条诫命系乜嘢，而佢当时系引用申命记六章五节嘅。
Because the Hebrew original text in Deuteronomy 6, verse 5.Has God's personal name in it, so that's why I put it in quotes here, yeah, the holy name of God.
嗱，咁因为原本嗰个被引用嘅经文，申命记六章五节咧，其实系有希伯来文神嘅名字喺嗰度嘅，咁所以我喺呢个 PPT 上面都同样咧就有引号去写咗佢嘅名。
Yeah, just to help us to comprehend this commandment more precisely as Jesus intended to teach.
咁以至我哋可以更加明白耶稣佢去讲呢条最重要诫命嘅时候，佢原意系乜嘢，想教我哋乜嘢。
Okay, so, because of time, I ask Pastor Grace to read to us in Chinese.
嗱，因为时间关系啦，咁就请Grace 牧师就系用中文嚟读。呢个就系出自马可福音十二章廿九至三十一节。耶稣回答：第一条是听啊，以色列主耶和我们嘅神。或者主亚维是系咪啊？即主，然后其实就系代表亚维啦。亚维是唯一，你要全心、全人、全智、全力爱主或者爱亚维你嘅神。咁第二条咧就系你要爱邻人如爱自己，再没有别的诫命比这两条，再没有别的诫命比这两条更重要的了。
So in worship, we obey God's guidance to imitate Christ.
咁所以喺敬拜里面咧，其实我哋就系要去。遵从耶稣给我们的诫命就是遵从神给我们的指引去仿效基督。
And this includes learning from Christ how he loved Yahweh God with all his person and loved his neighbors and himself.
那这个当然就包括去顺从基督和仿效他怎样全心全人去爱 Yahweh 神也去爱人如己。
So loving God and others as ourselves are also manifestation of what a true worshipper is like.
所以原来咧，去爱神同埋爱其他人咧，亦都系一个真正敬拜神嘅人，一个真正敬拜者嘅一个表现。
Yeah, so this is the third point, imitating Christ, particularly following his example and commandment to love God and our neighbor as ourselves.
咁呢个咧就系第三个好实际嘅层面，系去表明一个敬拜者嘅生命。他呢就是会去仿效耶稣基督去爱神和爱其他人。
And the fourth practical point regarding surrendering to God's reign as we worship is that we would view brothers and sisters and other non-Christians in a right way, in a pleasing way to God.
咁嚟到第四点啊，点样去表达出我哋系降服喺神嘅王权底下去敬拜佢呢？就是我哋会去用一种是讨神喜悦的眼光去看我们身边的弟兄姊妹和甚至其他未信主的人。
So let us pause for a moment.
那我们现在可以暂时停一停。
And consider this question.
去想一个问题。
So currently, how is your relationship with brothers and sisters in Christ?
现在这一刻你去想一下你和弟兄姊妹之间的关系是怎样的呢?
And also with non-Christian friends you meet in your daily life.
也都包括去想一下你日常生活所接触到的这些非基督徒未信主的朋友他们的关系。
So how do you relate to them?
你和他们怎样相处的?
Is it pleasing to God?
是不是讨神喜悦的呢?
Or are you easily critical of your brothers and sisters in Christ?
还是呢你对于基督里面这些弟兄姊妹其实是有一种很挑剔的心态呢?
Or do you find other non-Christians to be annoying, a nuisance?
还是你会很容易看那些身边不是信主的这些非基督徒就是觉得他们很讨厌啊很令人很厌烦呢?
And the topic they discuss is so worldly, so low, or unclean.
咁或者咧就會有少好似鄙視嘅眼光，覺得哇佢哋成日講埋呢啲好俗世唔好神氣，即係好俗世好俗世界嘅題目啦，或者好低級嘅一啲話笑話啦。
So do we look down upon them and have no love for them？
咁我哋會唔會因為咁就去睇低佢哋，亦都唔去愛佢哋咧
？If you and I are true worshipper of God Yahweh，
嗱，如果你同我真係一個真正敬拜 Yahweh 神嘅人咧
，In our spirit we are prostrating before Him。
我哋嘅灵系应该真系降服喺神嘅面前。
We will also perceive our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ as servants and children of God, whom God has redeemed with the precious blood of Christ.
咁我哋应该啊会去睇我哋身边嘅弟兄姊妹咧，都系我哋一齐去服侍神嘅仆人，而且咧佢哋系都系同样系神咧用耶稣嘅宝血重价买赎嘅儿女。
And we will also recognize another fellow human being as someone created or bearing the image of God.
咁而我哋亦都去睇任何一个人啊，系一个按住神形象做嘅人。
Even though they may currently be under the bondage of sin.
啊，虽然佢哋目前可能真系喺罪嘅捆绑底下。
Yet the person is still very precious to God.
但系嗰个人啊，对于神嚟讲都系好宝贵嘅。
Much loved by God，
亦都系神所深爱嘅。
And is in need of God's salvation，
而且佢非常之需要神嘅救恩。
So dear brothers and sisters and friends，
所以亲爱嘅弟兄姊妹朋友
，If we are true worshippers of Yahweh God，
如果我哋真系 Yahweh 神呢个真正嘅敬拜者
，If God's kingship reigns in our life，
如果神嘅王权真系喺我哋生命中运行嘅话
，So we will definitely see our brothers and sisters and non-Christians in the world in a proper perspective。
咁我哋一定会用一个正确嘅睇法、价值观咁去衡量我哋身边每一个弟兄姊妹同埋朋友。
So the perspective that is pleasing in God's eyes。
嗱，呢一种咁嘅睇法观点咧，系讨神喜悦嘅。
But not according to our own liking。
而唔系咧，即系按住我哋个人嘅喜好。
You can say, "Oh, I don't like the glasses he wears. I don't like the jacket he dresses like Retna."
就可能我唔中意佢戴嘅眼镜啊，唔中意佢着嘅衫嘅款式啊。
Then you pick and choose whom you want to be nice to。
咁你就只系凭感觉啊，就只要拣你中意嘅人去对佢好咯。
And this would not be, how a true worshipper of God manifests himself。
咁呢个肯定就唔系一个真正敬拜神嘅人咧会有嘅表现嚟嘅。
So let us take a look at a couple passages to sum up this fourth point。
咁我哋而家会一齐睇几段嘅经文咧，嚟去总结翻呢个第四点。
A true worshipper who honors God as King would view and relate to others in a way pleasing to God。
一个真正嘅敬拜者啊，佢系真系尊神为王咧，咁佢系会点样去睇，同埋点样同其他嘅人相处，系讨神喜悦嘅。
So let us take a look at James chapter 3 verse 7 to 10。
咁我哋一齐睇雅各书三章七至十节。
Because of time, so I will read to you in English.
因为时间关系咧，我会用英文嚟为大家读。
So James chapter 3 verse 7, for every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature can be tamed and has been tamed by mankind, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is the restless evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing.My brothers, these things ought not to be so. So here James warns the brothers and sisters about the danger of the tongue.
咁呢度咧，雅各咧就去警告弟兄姊妹咧，要好小心啊！我哋依个舌头嘅危险。
If we do not restrain our tongue by the help of God,
如果我哋冇靠神嘅帮助去控制住我哋嘅舌头
，then we will fall into this kind of unpleasing state.
咁我哋咧就会落入呢一种唔讨神嘅喜悦嘅状况啦。
That on the one hand, we may praise and give thanks to God with our tongue。
嗱，一方面咧，我哋用我哋嘴唇去敬拜赞美神。
And on the other hand, we also curse and attack other fellow human beings who are preciously made in God's own image。
但系另一方面咧，同时间我哋又用呢个嘴唇去或者舌头咧去咒诅啊，去话其他。都是同样按住神的形象被造的人。
So here the word of God tells us that this should not be the way we behave as true worshippers of God who live under God's kingship.
咁呢度咧，神嘅话语好清晰话俾我哋听咧，我哋唔应该咁样去对待其他人嘅，因为咁样并唔系一个 Yahweh 神真正嘅敬拜者。 应该有的生命表现。
So another passage is in Matthew chapter 25 verse 34 to 40.
另一段经文就是马太福音25章34至40节。
So I will read to you from verse 34 to 36 in English, and Pastor Grace will read 37 to 40 in Chinese.
我会用英文首先读34至36节，然后 Pastor Grace, Grace 牧师会用中文读37至40节。
So verse 34 of Matthew chapter 25. Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.
37节，二人就回答说，主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了，给你吃？渴了，给你喝；什么时候见你作客旅，留你住，或是赤身露体，给你穿？又什么时候见你病了，或是在监里，来看你呢？王要回答说：我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既做在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是做在我的身上了。
So this passage is taken from the parable of the separation of sheep and goats that the Lord Jesus taught.
咁呢一段经文咧，其实就系取自耶稣基督所教导佢门徒一个比喻啦，就系呢个山羊绵羊嘅比喻。
And we can see that those who are able to inherit the kingdom of God prepared by the Heavenly Father are those, by His grace, have been transformed to love others and to relate to others in a right and pleasing way.
咁喺呢度我哋就睇到啦，嗰啲将来啊能够承受神嘅国嘅人咧，其实就系嗰啲已经系靠住神嘅恩典被改变，以至能够真正去爱其他人，同埋咧懂得点样用一种讨神喜悦嘅方式去同人相处嘅人。
As we worship God by surrendering ourselves under His kingship，
啊，当我哋真系去透过降服喺神嘅王权底下去敬拜神咧
，Heavenly Father will continue to teach us how to relate and how to we should view our brothers and sisters in Christ。
天父就会继续去教我哋应该点样去睇，同埋同其他弟兄姊妹朋友相处。
And he will teach us how we should relate to non-Christian friends, we meet every day in God's love and in the way pleasing to Him.
佢亦都会教我哋啊，平日当我哋接触呢啲仲未信主嘅基督徒，仲未信主嘅朋友，呢啲非基督徒嘅时候咧，应该点样去用神嘅爱去同佢哋相处，先至系讨神喜悦。
And yeah, this need us to put into practice。God's commandment to love.
咁呢个其实都系翻翻嚟要我哋咧去实行神俾我哋嘅诫命咧，就系要去爱啦。
Okay, so my time is up. So let us conclude today's message.
嗱，咁因为时间都差唔多啦，咁我而家都会总结我今日嘅信息。
So today we have seen another important aspect about worship in the Bible.
今日我哋又再睇咗另一个关于敬拜方面好重要嘅一点几点。
Yeah, is to proskuneo.
Sorry.就是关于敬拜的一点，就是这个要去降服在神的面前。要俯伏在神的面前。
Yeah, to fall face down before God.
就是说个面差不多贴地一样，是俯伏在神的面前。
And to humble and to submit ourselves under His kingship.
还有要去谦卑自己，然后降服在神的王权底下。
And we learn four practical points on surrendering to God's kingship in worship.
我哋然后咧就去一齐学咗四个非常之实际嘅应用，点样咧去活出真正去敬拜神，系透过服喺佢嘅王权底下。
So the four points are serving。
咁第一点咧就系去服侍啊。
And second point is communicating。
第二点咧就系沟通。
Third point is imitating Christ。
第三点咧就系去仿效基督。
And fourth point is viewing and relating to brothers and sisters and friends in a way pleasing to God。
咁第四点咧，就系要去用正确嘅态度，系讨神喜悦嘅态度咧，去睇同埋去同弟兄姊妹朋友相处。
So may Heavenly Father continue to teach us the right way to worship, both individually and also together as a church.
咁都愿我哋嘅天父继续去教导我哋啦，有一个正确嘅态度去敬拜神啊，无论系个人嘅敬拜啦，又或者我哋作为教会整体。
As we continue to live each day in worship.As we press on towards perfection in this year.
咁亦都希望透过每一日我哋真正去敬拜神咧，我哋一齐去迈向完全。
So let us close with a prayer.
咁我哋一齐用祷告结束。
Our Father in heaven,
我们亲爱的天父,
we fall face down before you because you are the Most High God.
我们真是面伏地地去俯伏你面前,
you are the creator of the ends of the earth. You are the everlasting God whose wisdom is unsearchable.
你是那位永在的神,
teach us to humble ourselves.
求你教导我们去谦卑自己,
so you may draw close to us.
以致你可以亲近我们,
and Father, we pray you would continue to teach us the right way to worship.
也都天父求你教导我们正确敬拜的态度,
but not just individually, but as a church.
不是只是个人, 而是真的作为教会整体,
to offer to you the worship that we ought to offer you.
以致我们可以去向你, 即是献上应该你配得的敬拜,
so other people may know you are the living God working and guiding us.
以致其他人呢, 都可以去认识, 你这位真有真有活的神, 看到你怎样去引导我们每一天,
and they may come to know this salvation you have prepared for them, to save them from sin.
也可以呢, 去认识到你为他们所预备的救恩, 要拯救他们脱离罪的捆绑,
so Father, we pray you'll be pleased and to draw close to us, to use our church for your purposes.
神啊, 都很希望你真的听我们祷告去, 悦纳我们, 等我们, 去使用教会呢, 去完成你的旨意,
worthy as we are,
纵然我们是这么不配,
weak as we are,
纵然我们是这么软弱,
we pray you'll continue to transform our lives by your grace.
我们恳请你的恩典继续去改变我们的生命,
help us to be people of faith that we can really be faithful to you to the end.
帮我们真的作为你有信心的子民,
to忠心至死的, just like our dear Lord Jesus Christ who gave his life for us.
就像主耶稣基督一样, 祂真的将生命都为我们摆上,
so Father, we commit another week into your hands.
天父我们就将新的一周交托在你手中,
we pray you will lead us,
恳请你去带领我们,
and may all the glory and honor and thanksgiving be unto you.
亦都愿一切的荣耀, 重赞都归给你。
Amen.